Welcome to In-Depth, an in-depth look at the interesting, educational, and timely topics affecting you right here in Marion County and beyond. The one to count on for today's local news coverage is KNIA KRLS. And now with today's In-Depth, here is Dr. Bob Leonard.
The kids of Pella and beyond are learning about their Dutch heritage in a unique way. Dutch Day Camp. Let's go in depth with Lisa Zylstra, teacher, and 11-year-old students, Allison Rand from Genoa, Illinois, and Jack Stratton from Pella. So, Lisa, it's Dutch Day Camp time again.
Yes, it is.
And how many years have you been doing this?
This is our 23rd Dutch Day Camp.
23rd.
Yes, hard to believe.
You must have started when you were, in elementary school or something.
Must have been. Or maybe my first year out of college. Yeah, they gave me a chance.
Well, it's pretty neat. I see a whole bunch of kids here. They're touring the Vermeer windmill. How many kids are participating?
We have 26 kids this year.
Okay, and tell us about the program. Why do you do it?
It started when I studied abroad in the Netherlands, and then I came back and did a unit at Mitchellville Elementary about the Netherlands, and Lee Collins was my instructor, and she said, you should turn this into a day camp. And so the idea was born that I would teach kids in Pella about their Dutch heritage. And when we started, a lot of grandparents would have their grandchildren come and stay so they could learn about their hometown's heritage, too. And now that I teach in Pella, I have a lot more school kids from Pella coming.
And so it helps formalize some of the stuff that they get already at home. It gives them some different insights to it. It sort of complements a lot of the other things that they learn.
I hope so. But I think sometimes it's learning it for the first time, because when you live in a place, you don't really understand what makes it special. So hopefully when they come, they can start seeing, oh, that's because we're Dutch.
And so you provide that kind of a comparison, that something they grew up with that they think is common and everybody does. You can say, no, the rest of the world doesn't operate that way.
That's right.
Well, that's interesting. And so are there any particular cultural revelations that routinely occur, or anything you'd like to share about that?
That's an interesting question. I think that they just come to appreciate maybe a little bit more that Pella didn't just happen by chance, that we've preserved our heritage with a purpose, and that they're going to be the next generation that's going to have to carry on the work to make Pella a special place. But I think, all the Dutch names, we sometimes talk about what they mean, and that's an insight that their names actually have a meaning in another language. Or why do we have tulip time? Why do we have Dutch fronts? Why do we have Sinterklaas come? Why do we do these special things?
All right, and so some of it they recognize as special and different. I'm guessing like Sinterklaas. But other things, they recognize there's a difference. But other things they might not recognize that everybody doesn't do.
Well, for example, coffee time. We have coffee time in the morning, and that's such a normal phrase for us here in Pella. We just say we're going to have coffee time. But people that aren't from Pella say, what is coffee time? Do we have to drink coffee? And so then we realize that that's a vestige of our Dutch language, that we call it coffee time still.
More in depth after this. I continued my conversation with Lisa Zylstra, Allison Rand, and Jack Stratton. What is the program? Can you sort of give us a day-by-day, or just list the different elements that you got to keep these kids engaged, and it's not always easy to do.
No. Every other year we change focus. So last year we focused on the Netherlands, and then with our ties to Pella. So the big focus was on what it means to be Dutch. And this year, it's focused on Pella. So what does it mean to be a person in Pella, that we're Dutch and we're American? So kids can come for 2 years to have a different focus. So in the Pella year, we travel through time. The first day, we travel back to 1847, or actually to the Netherlands in 1847, 1890. Now we're in 1936, the beginnings of tulip time. Tomorrow we'll go up to World War II and then finally come back to today in the future.
Okay, and so 2 years, do most kids take it for 2 years?
A lot of them do, but not we probably have about half that repeat and half that are new every year.
Well, this is quite a responsibility they have, isn't it, of them having to carry this off into the future?
Yeah, I hope they will. I keep looking in the group to see who's going to be my, who's going to follow in my footsteps and take on this mantle of teaching kids about Pella and Dutch history.
Well, and after how many years did you say?
23.
Do you have candidates in mind? You must.
Well, you know, it's really exciting. Today, the Tulip Queen is coming to visit us, Marley Bachhoven. And Marley is one of my former day campers. And So the kids who are getting invested and involved in those ways as they get older, I'm hoping we'll just keep doing things, become a part of the Tulip Time celebration in one way or another. And then, you know, history dawns on us a little later in life, generally. We aren't so interested in history when we're young. But I hope as these children age and mature, they'll start getting more interested in what we have here.
Well, and you provide them a mechanism to do it that's active and not passive, absorbing stuff.
Right. We try to be as active as we can. And I love involving experts in the community. John Brome came yesterday and talked about his old pictures of Pella. And right now, Joe Harmeling is taking the kids through the miniature Dutch village. She's had such an amazing role in restoring that.
Okay, and so she's passing on what she knows.
Yes, exactly. And sometimes they will listen a lot better if it's somebody else other than me telling them. So I try to just be the hostess.
Oh, to bring in the other experts.
Yes.
And Pella has a lot of experts, don't they?
Absolutely. And they're more than willing to donate an hour of their time for the kids because they see it as being very valuable.
And some of the kids that, well, I guess you were just telling me this, some of the kids that you're teaching today or taught 22 years ago, they're your experts, your guests, 20 years from now.
Exactly. And hopefully we'll get them sparked to volunteer. We went to the Schulte House yesterday, and she mentioned that people can volunteer Tulip Time, and I had a couple of kids perk up. So I hope that they'll take on that the task to go and volunteer at Tulip Time and learn more about the Schulte House that way.
And when you wander about during Tulip Time, I bet you see it differently than a lot of other people in the sense that you see people celebrating the Dutch heritage that you helped teach that Dutch heritage.
I love Tulip Time. Just for what it transmits to us and the things that we learn about ourselves through the celebration.
And so you might see somebody doing something that was, oh, I don't know, 8 years old, and now 22, 23 years later, they're in their 30s, maybe with their own kids, walking around during Tulip Time.
So they come home to do that, yeah, because it means something to them, I think, the older they get.
And I heard a young lady talking to somebody else just a moment ago saying she was from Chicago. And do people come from different places?
Kelsey, who's our helper this year, her grandparents had her spend the week with them when she was in fifth and sixth grade and come to Dutch Day Camp. And now her uncle, Jim Utemark, helps me with Dutch Day Camp, so Kelsey's come back to volunteer to help us. As our junior helper.
Well, that's pretty neat.
Yeah.
And so do you think she's an ambassador for the Dutch in Chicago?
I bet she is.
Wow. And so there's not a lot of communities that can maintain that kind of cultural continuity, is there?
They're just pockets of it here and there. But I think we're the only place that I know of that does a Dutch day camp. The only Dutch community that I know that is trying to get the next generation involved in that kind of a way.
Are there other day camps that do history and culture that you know, other ethnic groups?
I don't know. I know that in Minnesota they have the language camps, and I'm going to guess that Decorah does something with the Norwegian heritage, but I don't know.
It's not common enough for it to... And after doing this for so long, you think they would have got on your radar some way.
Yes, I would think so.
I would hope so. Okay, interestingly. And then do you build it into your curriculum as a teacher?
Yes. In fact, sometimes I feel bad for my students who come back to Dutch Day Camp because they hear so much of the same things at school. But yesterday when we were at the Schulte House, I saw my former students who are now my day campers making deeper connections that they weren't able to make the school year. But now with a little time and space to think, they're making new connections to our history and asking really good questions.
More in depth after this.
I continued my conversation with Lisa Zylstra, Allison Rann, and Jack Stratton.
Well, and what's interesting to me, too, is that history isn't static. You think that it's static, or people tend to think that it's static, but it's not. It's changing, we're learning, and you're very active in a society that looks at Dutch heritage in the Americas. Can you tell us a little bit about that and how it influences your changing perspectives on history?
I'm involved in a group called the Association for the Advancement of Dutch American Studies. It's known as ADOS, and we were lucky to have the conference here this June. And a few of the papers were on Schulte and his role in Pella, and I learned a lot of new things that I didn't know. One of the questions my fifth graders asked is, would Schulte approve of Pella today?
Mm-hmm. And great question.
Yeah, and in my old understanding, I thought he would really approve of the commerce and the cleanliness and the progressive nature of our community, but he might not like how Dutchified we made it, except for the fact that it was economic. But now Ron Rietveld gave a paper that explained that Schulte in his later years really yearned for the Netherlands and tried to repair some of the relationships back in the homeland. So maybe he would be pleased with our Dutch fronts and the way we cling to our Dutch heritage.
And Ron is arguably Pella's most foremost Dutch scholar.
Yes.
Yeah, so that's interesting.
Yeah, so it does. It changes. My own interpretation changes every time I hear somebody speak.
And so is day camp different today based upon your growing knowledge than it was 20 years ago?
Absolutely. And in the meantime, I went and got my master's degree in history. Mm-hmm. So it's much more history and interpretation than it used to be.
All right. And so you've grown as an individual. You've grown in your knowledge of Pella and every day helping kids grow.
Yes. And my mission, like I said, is to have them, first of all, proud of their heritage, and second of all, be ambassadors of our heritage to the future.
Do you think some of the kids would like to speak for the radio?
Oh, I think they would love it.
Hi. How are you?
All right, what are your names?
My name is Allison Rann.
Where are you from?
Genoa, Illinois.
Genoa, Illinois, okay.
I am Jack Stratton, and I'm from Pella, Iowa.
All right. So, Allison and Jack, how's day camp going?
Day camp is a lot of fun, and we get to go on a lot of field trips.
A lot of field trips, yeah.
It's been really fun learning about the Dutch, and since I was in our counselor, Mrs. Alstra's class, I get to kind of continue learning about the Dutch.
And Allison, you're from Illinois, but you have some ties to Pella, is that right?
My grandma lives in Pella, and my great-grandparents used to live in Pella.
Okay, and so you come here to stay with your grandparents?
Yeah, and I've been every year to Tulip Time.
Every year since you were a little baby?
Even since I was a little baby, yes.
All right. And so you, both of you, celebrate your Dutch heritage, right?
Yeah, very much.
Yes.
And why? What's important about being Dutch to you?
Well, it's kind of some of the traits that are really big in America, like they're really big for people in Pella, like being clean and pretty much. We really take pride in that we came from Holland. Pretty much, we are very proud of having another heritage, and even people that are not Dutch claim to be Dutch.
Oh, really?
People are that proud of it.
Well, yeah, there's a whole notion of, as you said, clean community, prosperity, industry, all kinds of things. Are you learning all of this in Dutch day camp?
Yes, we're learning all about their architecture, what they did, how they came to Pella, Iowa, and all about what they did once they were in Pella, what stuff they just left in Holland, what stuff they brought those traits here.
Well, and why is it important to study the past, your heritage?
It's important, really, because if we forget about those things, I read somewhere, there's a book that kind of has the same idea. Sometimes we can learn from the past. Like, if we learn usually it's an interesting subject for most people. Like, I am very interested with all the Dutch heritage and all that. And also, if we have the same problems like Mr. Hendrik Peter Schulte had in Holland, if we somehow get those same problems, we won't know how to deal with that. So if we remember...
Learn from the past what to do now.
It's like learning from their mistakes, pretty much.
So we don't have to make them.
Yes.
Yeah.
Exactly.
All right. Do you think that someday you'll be teaching kids when you're a grown-up? Will you be teaching kids, maybe your kids, about...
Yes, I think I will.
When I grow up, I'll be bringing my kids to Tulip Time and just to any... I'll probably still be living in Pella for the longest time, so...
Well, you love it here, huh?
Yeah, it's a very nice community. Not like the big cities where you have to worry about bad things. And
sure. Sure. And you?
Yes, I think I will try to teach the kids, because if you forget about the past, people will make the same mistakes. People will do things that if you just look into the past, you can find a whole pleasure of just finding out things like, well, I did, or my ancestors did this, and it's really cool to you because you feel like they're a part of your family, your really close family.
Oh, okay. So those people that are long gone become, you recognize them as family members. Now, how cool is that? Mm-hmm. Now, how old are you two?
I'm 11.
And I am also 11.
11. And you're becoming experts in Pella history and Netherlands history, too. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Mostly.
And you seem to be enjoying that very much.
Yes.
Yes, it's a very neat subject for me. I just kind of like it, really. It's, can't explain why, but I just really am interested in it.
I've always been interested in history. When we used to come, when I was little, before I had school, I'd come to the museum every time I was here. So I've always had, like, an interest in it ever since I was little.
Well, is there anything else you'd like to share with our listening audience today about Dutch Day Camp?
I would recommend it if you have any, if you're in Pella for a week, well, preferably this week, and you have kids. It's a very fun experience coming, and most kids here come from, say, Illinois, and it's recommended by grandparents, or they've been here before. It's just a very good experience. You get to see different places in Pella that still carry on the Dutch heritage, and like the Schulte House and the miniature village, and pretty much the historical village where there's replicas of different buildings and that would be in Holland.
And any last words you'd like to share with our audience?
I'd say I'd recommend it to anybody at all, because we do things anyone could like. It's not just based on if you like history, you have it, like, it's the best place. If you like other stuff too, it's a good place to just have fun and learn at the same time.
Well, thank you both very much.
You're welcome, and thank you for having us.
Thank you for having us.
Thanks to Lisa Zylstra, Allison Rann, and Jack Stratton for contributing to the program. For KNIA KRLS News, this is Dr. Bob Leonard bringing you today's news and information in depth from our little corner of the universe.
In Depth is available for podcast in the radio audio media player on KNIAKRLS.com. You'll find additional information, pictures, and more, or subscribe to the In Depth podcast and never miss an episode. If you have local topics you'd like to hear on In Depth, send an email to Bob Leonard at KNIAKRLS.com. The one to count on for today's news and local information is KNIAKRLS and KNIAKRLS.com.